Well, again, from the Governor's Energy Excellence Award Ceremony at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University, we're going to be talking with the Innovator of the Year winner. It's Tara Kolarik out of Alpena, and with us are co-owners Dennis and Tim Schultz, all the way down from Alpena. Tim and Dennis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim, we'll start with you. Give us a little bit of background on Tara Kolarik, and then we'll get into the reason that you folks won the award.
So the company's been around since the early 40s. My grandpa started commercial residential construction. Over the last 15 years, been doing a lot of commercial geothermal systems, large scale, as well as residential. And my dad here didn't see a solution that was affordable for the rural homeowner. Most geothermal can be $30,000, $40,000. Even at 25, it's still a long payback. So came up with this idea, realized there was a well in everybody's yard, which is a free, untapped, you know, renewable energy source, and said, hey, let's try to use that to save people some money.
Yeah, we've covered the subject of geothermal on this program many times, but one that is linked to a well system is really innovative, and the cost is very appealing.
Yeah, it's not a new idea to use a well. I mean, there are 100,000 open-loop systems in the country, but what is innovative about this is most of those are using 10 to 12 gallons a minute. Ours uses 2. And what's also unique is that most hybrid applications, we don't replace the current furnace. We now become the primary. So in most hybrid applications, the geothermal shuts off if it can't handle the whole load. And with ours, it continues to run. So the savings are much, much greater. It's all packaged in one box, so it's an easy one-day install.
Dennis, you invented this technology. Tell us a little bit about, again, elaborate on the motivation.
Yeah, one of the things we started in a construction company that Tim alluded to before that I had with my dad and now with Tim's brother Mike, we installed many large systems and some residentials, and we've got NOAA facility in Alpena, for example, which is 35-ton, and that's an open-loop system. But when we got to residential, the cost drove so many of our customers away. And we installed conventional in residential. Tim, matter of fact, has in his own house. I'm not sure I asked him if we should have it. I think we just installed it. But we started brainstorming internally about what might work. And this simple product started out a little bit smaller than what we ended up with. But where we are now is a pretty practical balance. And for the installed cost of $8,000 or so, in one day, and the customer reaps a benefit, even at the low gas prices today, as much as $1,000 a year.
Yeah, that's one thing. You have those numbers on your website, and I spent quite a bit of time perusing your website, but the return on investment question that I like to ask a lot of folks, that's a fairly fast return on investment, even people who may be in their 40s or 50s.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and even in addition to the direct savings, this is a 100% financial product. You can yield a positive cash flow with zero money down. Michigan Saves has been a real partner with our product in the state, and we're in Wisconsin now with even greater interest and the same sort of thing. So if you have no money, a low-income person, if they have the financeability, we can install it. They're saving $30 or $40 a month for the 5 or 6 years they finance it, or up to 10, I think we can go. Yeah. So depending on your payback is virtually instant. Now, in terms of pure cash on cash, 4 to 5 years is kind of typical.
Tim Schultz, with respect to some of the information I saw on your website, I think there was a number about 1 to 2% of residential homes have geothermal. But a technology like this, because of the affordability, the easy installation, might start ramping that number up a little bit. Why is it so low?
Well, simply that upfront investment, that's the one Achilles heel of geothermal. Everyone acknowledges, DOE, EPA, that this technology is the most efficient way to heat and cool a home. But that upfront burden, and also this invasive installation, turn up your yard. So we've really addressed both those issues with this, and we say for 25% of the investment of conventional geo, you get 75% or more of the benefits. We're not trying to do 100% of the home on the very coldest day. Your other system's right there for backup. You know, in Michigan, there are 1.1 million wells. 20% of the population lives in the country. They're paying a $1 billion premium to heat their homes every year versus their counterparts in the urban areas. So, you know, yeah, we certainly think this price point change can be a game changer as it relates to having a wider scale adoption of this great technology.
Let me personalize this because I'm looking at geothermal systems. I mentioned before we started this interview, one question I get, and I've heard from other people, I get this from my wife, who's very sensitive to the hot and cold. But she wonders about, particularly in the wintertime, how will the geothermal systems keep you as warm as some other conventional systems?
Even more so, conventional forest air systems will be hot and cold because you're running 160-degree temperature air or 180-degree. We're going to run slow and moderate. We're going to put we're changing BTUs instead of heat is another way to think about it. So it runs longer, it runs quieter, and you just stay warmer. Your temperature variation is very small.
My guests are Dennis and Tim Schultz. They are co-owners of Terra Caloric in Alpena, Michigan. They are the recipients of the Innovator of the Year Award at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards ceremony at the Wharton Center at Michigan State University. With respect to this innovation that you've developed, I mean, how did you come upon this concept of using this particular system in replacing the closed-loop systems and some of the others that we're familiar with?
I guess initially driven by a solution that was affordable for people who needed it the most. Our wealthy customers have it. I have 3,000 and 4,000 square foot sidewalks and driveways in wealthy people's homes with geothermal. That's it. They don't pile their snow. They're happy. And we're in northern Michigan, obviously, 45th parallel. It's cool up there. But it was really driven by cost initially. Then how did we knew the energy was there. Now it was a question of balancing what was there with the cost. And that was a mental challenge and a cycling. And we experimented. Our first little machine was made out of plywood. We call it Woody, effectively. I feel bad that we destroyed him because he was a cute little bugger. But anyway, experimentation and then operating. We actually operated for almost 3 years without going to market, just to be sure. We have test stands out there. We monitor our homes certain selectively to see how they're operating. Once we knew this was functional, and then we were also fortunate to employ some very talented senior technical people by accident more than anything, and they help take a basic concept to another level. Our COPs are in the middle 4.5, I think, on our new unit, which is some of the big guys will talk about 7 or 8, but this is 4.5 all the time, and not 7 or 8 for this very narrow window. So we've got a real verifiable solution, and it just came about by lots of hard work. I mean, I think engineering. We're engineers by training, managers in our real world to manage businesses, but we employ some really sharp people, and we're proud of every one of them.
Okay, a question that a lot of folks are wondering out there, how many of these Well Connect systems have you installed so far, and what's been the general geographic region? Has it been mostly in northern Michigan, or has it been all over the place?
Yeah, the first few years we stayed close to home, as mentioned, just to make sure we were living with all of these systems and improving them as we went. So we put a couple dozen in close to home. And then we're in the 70 range in the last couple of years just in Michigan. We've now branched out to Wisconsin. We've got a guy there today working with some contractors. But we're actually promoting it on a national basis now. So we've got interest coming from almost every state at this time.
Well, being the Innovator of the Year, you follow Jim McGinnis from Crystal Mountain last year. Was one of you probably know him well, one of the more innovative. This was a real tough category, very competitive. Congratulations to you both. I've been talking with Tim and Dennis Schultz. They're the co-owners of Terra Caloric and Alpena. Their Well Connect system was mentioned specifically in the award ceremony. Innovators of the Year at the Governor's Energy Excellence Awards. Great to meet you both.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time. Appreciate it.